This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Welcome into another exciting edition of Panthers Insider. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody as we are right into the thick of the holiday season. And we are heading into an important game today and one that I know was circled on everybody's Panthers schedule way back when the schedule came out. I know this was one of the first games anybody looked toward. And it's coming up this afternoon at 3 o'clock. The Panthers, the Vegas Golden Knights. The first matchup between these two teams since the Stanley Cup Final. So going into this one, I know everybody's got a few days off over the Christmas break coming up after this game, but I can assure you, neither team looking past this game to the break. There's a lot riding on it for each of the two teams, and not just the history that these two teams have, having played a series, the most important series of all series against each other, that Cup Final back in the spring. You've got two teams that are winless in their last two games that are very unaccustomed to being winless in two games. Neither one wants to go winless in three games. So obviously a lot riding on it in that regard. Everybody wants to wake up on Christmas morning feeling as good as possible. And so a win would certainly go a long way to being able to take care of that. But again, lots to get to today here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans here with you as always. We're going to be talking Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights. Here as we go through the hour, we'll visit with Red Deer Randy Moeller coming up next segment, Panthers analyst on Bally Sports Florida. We'll be chatting with him coming up in segment number two, get his thoughts on the week that was, get his thoughts on the game today, get his thoughts looking ahead as far as the Panthers are concerned. And we'll go behind enemy lines a bit, talk to my friend and yours, the radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, Dan Duva, coming up later on in the program in segment number three. So we'll visit with them live here on the show. And coming up this segment, we've got lots of sound coming your way because yesterday was a big day. I know today's a big day because the Panthers are playing Vegas, but yesterday was a big day too because the Panthers hosted a first look practice at the Baptist Health Iceplex at Fort Lauderdale War Memorial. That was yesterday. The Panthers practiced at their brand new, shiny new practice facility. That was yesterday, again, out in Fort Lauderdale. And the place is just magnificent. Can't wait for everybody to be able to get a chance to see it in person. But, of course, the Panthers had a chance to practice there yesterday. And we have some thoughts coming up from not only Panthers president, CEO Matt Caldwell, the general manager Bill Zito, the head coach Paul Maurice. We'll hear from Alexander Barkov. We'll hear from Matthew Tkachuk. Lots of sound coming up. And we've also got thoughts from Matthew Tkachuk, from Barkov, from Paul Maurice on the matchup today against Vegas, what this one means. Is there going to be a little extra riding on this one? What with the history and all between the two teams. So again, lots to get to as we cruise along here on Panthers Insider. But before we get too far along, folks, I know you're running out of shopping days. FloridaPanthers.com/offers is your place to go. All kinds of great options there. Celebrate the holiday season with the Panthers. The Panthers stocking stuffer pass has come to town. Get access to six Panthers home games for just $198. That's six games for $198 available while supplies last. For the sports fan, the hockey fan, the Panthers fan in your life, if you've been putting off the shopping, it's December 23rd. Jump on to FloridaPanthers.com/offers, and I think anybody would be happy with six Panthers games for just $198. So go check that out. FloridaPanthers.com/offers is the place to go. There's also the holiday hat trick package. Catch all the savings with it. Three Panthers games for just $75. Three games, $75. The Victor Hat Trick Package is one option. The Stanley Hat Trick Package is another option. Available while supplies last. They're going fast. FloridaPanthers.com/offers is the place to go. And I'm going to give you the save of the game for tonight. The FLATeamShop.com save of the game. I'm going to give it to you early right here. FLATeamShop.com. Purchase your Stanley Cup Final dueling puck for 80% off. It's the Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights on that puck. The Stanley Cup Final dueling puck, 80% off. Don't miss your chance to get your Stanley Cup Final dueling puck, just $2 FLATeamShop.com. Offer expires tonight, 11:59 p.m. So, again, FloridaPanthers.com is a great place to start. Get your Panthers tickets there. Panthers Vegas Golden Knights today. And then coming up on Friday, the Panthers are back home after that quick one-day road trip to Tampa. The Panthers will be in Tampa on the 27th, back home the 29th. That's Friday against the Rangers, and then Saturday against the Canadiens. 7 o'clock for both games. Don't miss any of it. Get your tickets at FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, or by calling 954-835-PUCK. And like I said, FloridaPanthers.com/offers, lots of gift ideas there if you're still doing some shopping. So taking care of some housekeeping items, let's get right into talking about the new practice facility yesterday and starting to preview today's game. Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights coming your way at 3 o'clock. By the way, we're on the air at 2:30 with Panthers preview if you can't make it to Amerant Bank Arena today. So 2:30 pregame, 3 o'clock puck drop. And you can catch us on 560 WQAM in Dayton Broward counties. You can catch us on 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Real Radio 101.7 in the Treasure Coast. You can catch us on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, Channel 91 today. Lots of different places you can hear all the action. The Panthers app is a great, easy place to listen. Hit that radio button in the top right corner, and you will be off and running listening to the broadcast. The free Odyssey app is a place to tune in. As always, the NHL app makes it so easy. But like I said, the Panthers app takes all the guesswork out of it. Just go right to the Panthers app, and you will get our broadcast for each and every game. So, getting into hearing from a number of different people from yesterday's event at the Baptist Health Iceplex at the Fort Lauderdale War Memorial. That was yesterday, the Panthers' first look practice. They hit the ice at the new facility. So let's get right into hearing first from a man who, again, has been hugely instrumental in putting the whole project together over the last number of years. Panthers president and CEO Matt Caldwell here. And the first thing I asked him was what it meant to have the team practice at the new facility yesterday. He goes on to talk about some of the key elements of the entire facility, some of which aren't even opened yet. Here's Panthers president and CEO Matt Caldwell on what yesterday meant.
I'm like a kid at Christmas, you know. I feel like Santa Claus has arrived early. We've been working on this for a number of years now. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into making this first class. And to have our first practice today, I mean, I just saw the players. They were prepping, and they were overwhelmed. I mean, just blown away. I just popped my head in the room and said, not too bad. And they're like, not too bad. This is like off the charts. So we couldn't be more excited. And yeah, it's great to have them here. You know, there's so many different facets to the complex, right? We have, you know, a first-class practice facility. If you look at their players' lounge, I think they're going to be hanging out there on non-practices. Coach is never going to be able to get them out of here. Beautiful outside barbecue, Bill Zito's idea that I think the players will really enjoy. The retail shop, please come here, pick up some merch and skates and equipment as soon as you walk in. It's absolutely beautiful. Teresa Viola's designed the retail. She loves her merchandise, so that's another one. We have a full-scale restaurant on the second floor, which I think will be great to get access from everyone in Holiday Park. And then the music venue is like our little secret weapon that'll be coming, you know, probably over the summer or the fall. And to be able, it's kind of like a mini version of what we have in Sunrise, where smaller acts that, you know, we'll be partnering with Live Nation and restoring the auditorium. And, you know, I pretty much just named everything. I guess they're all my favorite parts, but those are the specific ones.
Panthers president and CEO Matt Caldwell, that was yesterday, as that was before the Panthers hit the ice to practice at the new facility yesterday. Here's Panthers president, or Panthers general manager Bill Zito. Had a chance to catch up with him when he spoke to the media after the team practiced, and plain and simple, here's Bill Zito saying what yesterday meant to practice at the new facility.
It's obviously, you could probably tell from the people you spoke to, just the collective excitement and appreciation. And, you know, when I came, Vinny and the Viola family said, you know, we need to effectively pursue excellence. And whether, you know, it's little things that are big things, you know, the aircraft, you know, just those day-to-day things as part of do it right. And so from 30,000 feet, it's that it's furthering the effort, right? It's just so nice, and it's the players are all, wow, oh, this is fantastic, and the ice was great. So my biggest concern was, is the ice going to be okay? Ice is fantastic, and I asked like five or six different guys. So that evolution is part of it for the community. I never played in a rink this nice as a kid, but now kids are going to be able to play here. And then, like, after hockey, well, you're going to go, no, I think I'll go play pickleball or run around the soccer fields or go to the football. Like, it's so exciting from that standpoint, too. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal for the franchise. It's a big deal for the community. And maybe one of the nicer things to come out of it is the not only the enthusiasm of the players, but the appreciation. Yeah, they appreciate it very much.
So Panthers general manager Bill Zito right there talking about what it meant yesterday for the Panthers to practice at the new facility and highlighting, again, not only what it means for the Florida Panthers, but for the entire community. And if you're tuned in and you're thinking, okay, where is this exactly? Just to put it into the most basic terms, driving into Fort Lauderdale, Victoria Park, Sunrise and Federal, where Sunrise kind of curves there. It's right in that general vicinity. If you're planning on making a trip down eventually, as a lot of the other amenities start to open at the new facility. So again, just to kind of give you a point of reference as to where this is geographically located. Let's get in now to hearing from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, and when he got out onto the ice, he noticed something that he really liked about it. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice.
Well, I've been fortunate. I've not lived that far away, so I've had a couple of previous tours. But the big one for me is what happens when you get on the ice, because, I mean, this place is fantastic, and it's got all of the highest quality equipment that you can find for a professional sports team, but it's the ice. At the end of the day, that's the key piece, and the ice was hard. So we went 30 minutes up and down. And that's almost the threshold for most sheets of ice with an NHL team, and it was ready for more. Like, it's then that's the key one. So if the ice can be as consistent as it was today, a better way to put it, it's miles better than I could have hoped. I haven't skated on too many sheets of ice that hard in the first skate, so it was good.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there talking about the quality of the ice, and he noticed it immediately, he said. Panthers captain Alexander Barkov as well talked to him yesterday right after he got off the ice. And, well, the first thing I asked him was what it meant to walk in yesterday to that new practice rink. We also talked a little bit about today's matchup against Vegas. But first on the new practice facility.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a really nice rink. Everything is really nice. Everything's new. A lot of TVs. This is great.
Was there an excitement level, maybe a little bit different coming in here and getting on the ice for the first time?
Yeah, of course. And it's something different for sure. And it's good to get a little change sometimes and to drive the other way. And for me especially, like, I've been driving the same way for 10 years, and now it was like all the way down south. So yeah, I was excited to come in, and everyone else too. Like, we see still getting lost here, but we'll figure it out soon.
Is there a part of it that, I know you just got here, but is there a part of it that you would say is your favorite, something you've noticed that stands out for you?
I like the how many TVs are here. There's like four in this room and six in the meal room and probably 10 at the gym. Everything here is so nice. I haven't really had a chance to check on everything.
Getting back to regarding tomorrow's game, just early in that one, what is the biggest thing you want to see? I know both teams are going to be up for this one, obviously, with the history going back to the Cup Final, and both teams are going to be looking to bounce back from losses.
Yeah, it's probably both for same teams, but it's all about us. Like, we think about us, how we play, how we compete, and like I said, we haven't been our best and haven't played the best hockey we could possibly play. And it all starts with the work ethic and how hard you play. And I mean, effort is there, like everyone's trying, but you gotta try a little harder, and it's everyone.
And that's Captain Alexander Barkov of the Panthers after practice yesterday. And again, I had a chance to catch up with him. Also had a chance to catch up with Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers yesterday. And this was yesterday after practice, talking to Matthew Tkachuk as we switch gears a little bit, talking about the game today, talking about whether or not there's more riding on today's game.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's the best one I've ever seen. And it's not even just like the room or like the rink. It's just everything we have here. It's the setup. It's the location. It's I've been to obviously a lot of the practice facilities throughout the league, and this one just blows them all away. So we're very lucky to be the guys that are able to come here and work and get better each and every day. But they're definitely giving us every single tool and just everything possible for us to succeed here. It's that good.
And for it to come in the middle of a season like this, is there an element of it that I guess makes it kind of rejuvenating, just jolts some excitement into it?
Absolutely. And probably going to sound spoiled, but I don't have to drive 30 minutes anymore or 25 minutes. Now it's just right up the road. So I've been pushing for us to move in here as fast as possible because it's easier for me.
Aside from the proximity, is there a part of it that is your favorite from what you've seen so far?
I just like how our lounge and where we like are going to have our meals, and it's pretty legit. There's everywhere you look, there's like a TV and hockey and football and golf on. It's pretty cool. The weight room's amazing, and there's pickleball courts right outside. So they're giving us everything possible that we could want here, but it's just so new. It's so nice. And but yeah, definitely the proximity to my place is the best part.
Switching gears for a minute, Matthew, tomorrow first game against Vegas since the Cup final. Is there a little bit more riding on it because of the history between the two teams, and what's it going to take for you guys to get a bounce back tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, well, first of all, we're not playing great hockey right now, losing four of the last five, so it doesn't matter who we play. We're going to want to come out and play as good as we can. And as hard as we can, win or lose, we just got to get back to playing a hard game, a physical game, a fast game. And, you know, we're not scoring at the rate, myself individually or as a team, in the last little bit. So I think I don't know if we have to oversimplify or what we have to do. I just think we have to go out and play as hard as we can for 60 plus minutes. And, you know, looking back to last year and parts of this year, when we are successful, we're playing like right in your face, we're finishing every check, and we've gotten away from that a little bit. So but I think on top of it all, it's a team that ruined our summers, so it will be very hard for guys not to get up. I think almost impossible. I think we're all going to be playing as fast and physical as we can, and there's some bad blood there, so we're excited.
So you heard it right there from Matthew Tkachuk. Loves the new practice facility. Lots of great things to say about it. Of course, yesterday the Panthers held a first look practice at the Baptist Health Iceplex at Fort Lauderdale War Memorial. And again, lots of amenities still to come. Lots of it still in progress. But the Panthers practiced there yesterday. The media had a chance to get a look at the place, and it is stunning, and as you heard it there from a number of different voices, a lot of people really excited about it. Everybody loved it yesterday, and looking forward to getting back out there again in the not-too-distant future here as the Panthers are gearing up now to take on the Vegas Golden Knights. You heard Matthew Tkachuk talk a little bit about that. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on Vegas coming in being a big test, and also says there's some extra riding on this one, says it's a welcome challenge right now.
For sure it is. They beat you, and they beat you on the at the end, which is painful. But you saw the same thing, the same talk about from Toronto and Carolina. The team that beats you in the playoffs, it hurts, right? So you'll have a focus for that, for sure. It's not a bad thing to have them in. That'll certainly draw your attention. For me, still, because we haven't, when you look at the each side, we haven't seen the Rangers. We're going to see them this week. And we haven't seen Vegas this year. Those are for the numbers say this is the two best teams in the league. So that you got to be on your toes if you're going to beat them. Right? We're not trying to prove that we're a better team than anybody else. We don't have to be a more talented team. We weren't really in any of the rounds that we played last year, but you can be harder. And you got to work at that. That's not, hey, we'll play hard today. It's going to happen every day.
So there is the head coach of the Panthers, Paul Maurice, once again talking about today's match. Up and what kind of test this is going to be against the Vegas Golden Knights. We'll step aside here in just a moment and talk a little bit more about that matchup coming up in our next couple of segments here. Panthers and Vegas today. Folks, celebrate 30 years of Panthers hockey with our Thursday Decade Nights. Put these down on the calendar. Thursday, January 11th is 90s night. Thursday, March 7th is 2000s night. Thursday, March 28th is 2010's night. Score your special 30th anniversary three-game ticket pack today. Collect all three limited Decade Night pucks. Go to floridapanthers.com/offers to get your package today. And also at floridapanthers.com/offers, the stocking stuffer pass is there. The holiday hat trick options are there. Go check that out. If you're looking for a last-minute gift, again, one of our holiday ticket bundles is certainly something that could be up your alley. We are going to step aside, and we'll talk more about the week that was. We'll talk about today's matchup with Panthers analyst on Bally Sports Florida, Red Deer Randy Moeller, coming up next. Dan Duva, the radio voice of the Golden Knights, still to come as well later on in the show. I'm Doug Plagans. Dan Day's on the other side of the glass. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back into Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers. Panthers, of course, looking to rebound from a loss to St. Louis back on Thursday night at home. Yesterday was a huge day for the Panthers as they held a first look practice at their brand new, shiny new facility over in Fort Lauderdale, the Baptist Health Iceplex. And folks, you're running out of shopping days, so I can't hit this one home enough. FloridaPanthers.com/offers. We've got the stocking stuffer pass there. Six home games for $198. We've got the holiday hat trick options there. Those are each three Panthers games for just $75. The Victor hat trick package, the Stanley hat trick package. FloridaPanthers.com/offers is where to go. All your Panthers ticket information is there as well. FloridaPanthers.com, and you can go to FloridaPanthers.com/offers for the ticket bundles I just mentioned. Joining us in our final segment a little bit later on to help us preview tonight's matchup, or I should say today's matchup, 3 o'clock game, Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights, 3 o'clock, 2:30 pregame. We'll have Dan Duva, the radio voice of the Golden Knights, coming up a little bit later on in the hour, but joining us right now to talk all things Florida Panthers, talk about the week that was, talk about the game today. We've got Panthers analyst on Bally Sports Florida, Red Deer Randy Moeller, stopping by. Randy, how are you this morning?
Well, great, Doug. You know, the Panthers are looking to hopefully hop back in the winning column and get some points here. But happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and everything to everybody out there listening here. And what a way to finish off before the holiday break than have a rematch of the Stanley Cup Finals with the Vegas Golden Knights coming in to South Florida.
Yeah, a couple things I want to get to on that, Randy, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you as well. We thank you very much for stopping by. But we've had this game, it feels like a lot of people have had this game circled on their calendar since the schedule came out, the first matchup for the Panthers and the Golden Knights since the Cup Final. So there would be a lot riding on it just for that reason, Randy. I know everybody likes to enjoy their few days to decompress over the Christmas break, but with a matchup like this, nobody's going to be looking past it. I think everybody's going to be bringing their best here this afternoon at 3 o'clock when the Panthers hit the ice against Vegas. But also, you've got two really good hockey teams, both very unaccustomed to going winless in two games. They certainly don't want to go winless in three games. Somebody is going to be winless in three games after this one today. From the perspective of either team, would that put a lot more onto this game, Randy? Because, as you know, everybody wants to be able to get up on Christmas morning feeling good about where they are.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, it's really interesting. If you dig deep into this this matchup, of course, we know the Panthers have dropped the last couple of games. And what's a little bit disturbing is the Florida Panthers, known as a very high-octane offensive team, for the last five games, the Panthers have been held with either one goal or less, and there's been two shutouts in there, too. So the offense, let's start with the Panthers. The offense, obviously, is struggling. And the Panthers, although there's not a lot of panic, because, and the reason for that, and I've said that over the last couple of broadcasts as well, as the Panthers continue to create chances, and they're averaging over 36 shots a game, over 45 to 50 shot attempts a game. It comes down to execution. The Panthers have enough firepower. They've created enough opportunities, enough scoring chances to win these games. So that's the good news. But it's all about execution. You've got to capitalize. The Panthers, there's so many games. There's over a handful of games this season where the Panthers have come out with either just no points or 1 point, where they've completely dominated the opposition, especially in the first period. They've jumped on them, you know, and really had the advantage in shots and shot attempts and scoring chances and that, and don't really get rewarded for it. And it seems to haunt them. And then it just, the opposition seems like, oh, okay, well, we rode through that wave and that adversity, and now we can get going and that, and then the Panthers give up the first goal, and then they find themselves chasing the game. So that's been a trend that the Panthers have to try and eliminate here, and a perfect game this afternoon against Vegas will help that. On the Vegas side, they're having troubles with their goaltending. They've got health issues with their goaltending, and they've got, you know, four or five goalies that they've been rolling here over the last little bit, and it showed in their performances. You know, Vegas comes in, they've lost two straight, they've given up 11 goals, which is really uncharacteristic for them. So they're struggling on the defensive side. They're scoring goals, and they still have a lot of weapons. We all know about Jonathan Marchessault and Carlson and all these players that led them to the Stanley Cup last year. But they're struggling on the defensive side. Panthers are struggling on the offensive side to score goals. Something has got to give here this afternoon in Sunrise.
Yeah, it's the Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights coming up here this afternoon. Now, the thing with Vegas, obviously, they know a thing or two about having to endure a revolving door as far as their goaltenders are concerned. But, yeah, they're coming off a loss across the state to Tampa the other day. Randy, if you had to look at the Vegas Golden Knights and how the Panthers can break through what they do defensively, you mentioned the goaltending as well, but Vegas defensively has been one of kind of the models over the last couple of years across the National Hockey League. If there's something they do defensively that is particularly challenging that you've seen over the years, what would it be if you had to get into the X's and O's? And if you're the Panthers, how do you combat that?
Well, I think Vegas, and that's one of the reasons why they won the Stanley Cup and they've been to the finals before, is this is a team that is very patient, and their overall game patient. They don't panic if it's 0-0 with 6 minutes left in the third period. They play the same way. They have that smothering defense that they've relied on and shut down the opposition's top players, especially up the middle. And that's where teams have had struggles with them, and including the Florida Panthers. You go back to last year playing Vegas, not only in the playoffs, but the two regular season games. They've been able to really neutralize Alexander Barkov and Sam Bennett up the middle of the ice. So if those centermen, it's all about up the middle of the ice. And if your centermen can dominate with puck possession and speed through the neutral zone, then you're going to have success. And that's been the strength of the Vegas Golden Knights. That seems like whenever you watch them or you read about their performance, is their shutdown defense. And then they allow on a pretty potent power play to get themselves one or two goals a game. And usually that's enough to win the hockey game. So I'm looking for that this afternoon to see Barkov, Bennett. Panthers hope to have Anton Lundell back in the lineup. He's missed the last small handful of games due to an illness. That will help as well, because then it really stages players in the right position on the third and fourth line. And if the Panthers have that strength up the middle of the ice, that will help their cause here this afternoon.
It's Randy Moeller. He's the Panthers analyst on Bally Sports Florida. You can catch him and the whole crew today. Be on the air with the puck dropping at 3 o'clock. Lots of different ways you can consume today's Panthers action. Panthers, of course, hosting Vegas. Coming up this afternoon, again, 3 o'clock puck drop, 2:30 pregame, last game before the Christmas break for each of the two teams. You don't want to miss it. Randy, we certainly spent some time talking about it back in our first segment of the program, and you were out there yesterday, but the Panthers held the first look practice at the Baptist Health Iceplex, the shiny new practice facility that has been years in the making, as a lot of folks know, a lot of folks have been hearing about it, and there are still several elements of it that are yet to open and that will be opening down the road, but the Panthers were on the ice to practice there. It drew rave reviews yesterday from those on and off the ice. Randy, what did you take away from your first experience seeing a Panthers practice live and in person at the new facility?
Totally impressed. It is really impressive from everything and the details. The game has really changed, and it's for teams to be a first-class organization, you've got to have a number of different elements. And at the top of the list is a practice and training facility. These are world-class athletes, and they want to have a top-notch gym and all the medical and training and recovery stations that are involved with that. Number two is the ice. The ice has to be top quality as well. And we saw yesterday the ice was very hard, and the players loved it. The pace was fast. They can move the puck quickly in that. You and I, Doug, we've been in a lot of practice facilities over the years around North America, and that's just not the case, and rickety boards and uneven ice and poor lighting. I thought the acoustics in the building, the coaches talked about how they could communicate with the players and not have the loud echo around the building. So they've done the Panthers really took best practices from a number of different training facilities around the league, including Vegas and Boston and a few of the other ones, and put that all together, and they had the time to do it and do it right. That just shows the commitment of the Florida Panthers and Vinny Viola and the Viola family and his partner, Doug Cifu, their commitment to make sure that these players are comfortable and they give every possible aspect and edge to perform and to train to be able to perform at top level when they do get on the ice for games. It's going to be a destination because there's so much that they're still working on, and they'll hopefully have a grand opening, I think, in March or whatever, in restaurants and pro shops and gift shops and retail and food and bev. And then, of course, you talk about the war memorials, the concert, and it's all interconnected. And it's everything's all a destination, and I think it's going to be a real gem for especially Broward County and downtown Fort Lauderdale. And the Panthers really want to continue to grow the sport, and to do that, they needed a foothold on the eastern side of Broward County, and now they have not only the Panther rink, but they've also got another rink as well. So it's two sheets, public skating, youth hockey, learn to play, adult hockey, you name it. So all in all, the dressing room and everything, you just go by the players. The players were, their eyes were open, and they gave it two thumbs up, total endorsement. So that's a really good thing for everybody to look forward to, and I encourage all the fans, once they do open up and the practices are open, to check out the Iceplex, Baptist Health Iceplex at the War Memorial. It is something to behold.
Yeah, it was really exciting to see it yesterday. And like you said, Randy, everybody couldn't say enough about just how great all the amenities were. And there's still so much more to come from what we're going to see over there. And again, just a great day yesterday on the ice for the Panthers to be able to hold their first practice at the new facility. He's Red Deer Randy Moeller. You'll be able to catch him this afternoon when the Panthers take on the Vegas Golden Knights. Randy and the whole crew will have the broadcast on Bally Sports Florida. We'll have it on the radio. You could come out and check it out live and in person at 3:00 at Amerant Bank Arena. Lots of different ways to catch the Panthers and the Golden Knights. Randy, we thank you very much as always for stopping by here on Panthers Insider, and we will see you in just a few hours over at Amerant Bank Arena.
Yeah, and enjoy the game, everybody, this afternoon, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we'll talk to you before the New Year's when the Panthers continue. They got some big games coming up against Tampa Bay, Montreal, New York Rangers, so there's going to be a lot of exciting events going on at the Amerant Bank Arena.
Yeah, lots on tap coming up here before the end of the calendar year. Randy, thank you very much for stopping by, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you in just a little bit.
Thank you.
That is Randy Moeller. You can catch him this afternoon. Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights on Bally Sports Florida. We'll have it for you on the radio side beginning at 2:30 with Panthers preview. 3 o'clock, we'll drop the puck. And, of course, it's the Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights, two teams familiar with each other going back to the Cup Final last spring. We're going to talk Vegas Golden Knights, get their perspective on the other side of the break with their radio voice, Dan Duva, coming up here in just a moment. Panthers fans, come to the dark side. Catch your cats, their annual Star Wars night when they take on Minnesota. On January 19th at 7. Get your ticket package today. Includes a limited edition Star Wars Night t-shirt, plus meet and greet with Star Wars characters. Go to floridapanthers.com today. And as Randy mentioned, the Panthers, after this one today at 3 o'clock against Vegas, the 27th at 7 in Tampa, then back here for a couple of home games, Friday at 7 against the Rangers, Saturday at 7 against Montreal. That's what lies ahead. The Panthers with a busy schedule leading up to the end of the calendar year. Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights coming your way this afternoon. We'll have it all at 3 o'clock coming up next. Dan Duva joins us to talk about it on the other side of the break. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day's on the other side of the glass. And Dan Duva joining us now, the radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, talking about today's big matchup. 3 o'clock, we'll drop the puck at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. 2:30, we're on the air with Panthers preview. Dan, good morning to you. How are you today? Thanks for stopping by.
Hi, Doug. I'm well. How are you?
Doing great. And I know this is a matchup, Dan. I think a lot of folks we were talking about it had circled on the calendar as soon as the schedule came out, the first matchup between these two teams since the Stanley Cup Final. For everybody who's going to be out there today, anybody who's going to be following along with the game, mentioned earlier, these are two teams unaccustomed to losing two straight, and nobody wants to lose three straight. From the Vegas perspective, if they're going to bounce back, what's the key today?
I have to not give up as many goals as they have, and you know, we don't know for sure who's going to start, but we do know that it won't be Aiden Hill and it won't be Logan Thompson, the two regular goalies. And Logan Thompson has been playing most of the games of late in Hill's absence. So it was Yuri Patera who made his fourth career start the other day and gave up 5 goals. Isaiah Seville is theoretically the backup today. He has never played an NHL game. He's just 23 years old from Alaska. So they have, in the last 6 games, Doug, given up more goals than any other 6-game stretch in franchise history. Now, they're only 3-3 in those 6 games because they've been scoring plenty themselves. But for a team that has prided itself on very low goals against, they had been number 3 at one point. They've plummeted in the last few days. So that's going to be the most glaring part of today's game. Can the Knights get back to what has been very strong defensive hockey and also very strong penalty killing? They had gone 13 games giving up 2 power play goals. They've given up 7 in the last 3 games. So that's obviously got to change.
Yeah, I saw that was a number that kind of jumped off the page at me when I was going through some of the game notes last night. But Dan, this is a Vegas team. You just look at what they did last year. I'd imagine it's probably come up a handful of times, but it seems like this is a team that psychologically isn't too worried about who's between the pipes, just based on what they've gone through at times in their brief history. They've dealt with some revolving doors in net, and they've usually come out on the right end of things.
Yeah, I said it to Bruce Cassidy the other day. I remember in 2017 when Paul Maurice was in Winnipeg and the Knights were about to play the Jets, and he talked about how Marc-Andre Fleury's absence going down in the 4th game in franchise history, and Vegas had to go on to Malcolm Subban and then Oscar Dansk and then Max Legacy and then Dylan Ferguson before Fleury came back 2 months later. And Paul thought that the Knights became a better team, more synergistic, because they had to figure things out because Fleury wasn't going to win them games on his own. That was the thinking. If the Knights were going to be any good in year one, it was going to be because of Fleury. Well, everybody figured it out. They became a better team faster. And, of course, they were division leaders by December, and the rest is history. So that has come to mind again. As you point out, the absence on the blue line is notable in Shea Theodore, who is out for a while, and he has been out. That makes things difficult for that group of 6, but Ben Hutton has been able in that role. In fact, he just signed a 2-year contract extension yesterday. So the goaltending question marks are there. Last season, when the Knights had goaltending question marks, you had the luxury of Lauren Brossoit up from the American League. They traded for Jonathan Quick. And even Yuri Patera joined the party and got 2 wins and 2 starts. Last year, he had a stretch of 4 games. The Knights won 4 in a row with 4 different goalies. That had never happened before. Now, think about it. There are 4 goalies' names on the Stanley Cup from last year. But it's, you know, Patera and Seville were not expected to be part of this. So it is a thinner goaltending group than it was for the Golden Knights last year.
Dan Duva here with us, radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, does a great job. And Dan, we've got you for about another minute or so here, but Jack Eichel's always going to be a player to watch anytime he's on the ice. But this season, his stats are off the chart in just about every area. What's he meant to this team so far this season?
Yeah, now a 12-game scoring streak, which is a franchise record. And coming into the season, Doug, he said he just wanted to be a more dominant offensive player. And that's true, he has been. But I think while that might have been his goal, it's been more eye-catching to see his defensive game. He and Mark Stone are among the leaders in takeaways, but that only is a slice of the story. You watch Jack on the penalty kill, where he really hadn't been on the kill before. Talk about a 200-foot player to the likes that we were only starting to see last year. I think that if you hadn't watched Jack Eichel in a couple of years, then you watched Jack Eichel this afternoon against the Panthers, you'll see somebody who is just as good, maybe even better, on the defensive side of the game than the offensive side of the game. Bruce Cassidy and Ivan Barbashev agreed with that sentiment, so we'll see how it goes today. But right now, the offense and the defensive side of Jack's game is about as good as we've ever seen.
Dan Duva here with us, chatting about today's matchup, Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights, coming your way. 3 o'clock Eastern puck drop, and of course, Dan will have the call over on the Vegas radio side of things. Dan, as always, we thank you very much for stopping by here on Panthers Insider. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, and we'll see you out at the arena in just a few hours.
Looking forward to it, Doug. Thanks very much, and best to you and all of your listeners.
Thank you very much. That's Dan Duva, the radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, does a great job. And I always tell you how easy it is to access all the radio broadcasts across the league on the NHL app. Just makes it so easy night to night. He's one of the great voices you'll hear on there if you just scan game to game. On a given evening, looking for some NHL hockey. That's going to take us to the end of Panthers Insider. Big thanks to Dan Duva for stopping by. Big thanks to Red Deer Randy Muller for stopping by last segment. Panthers and the Golden Knights coming up today, 3 o'clock face-off, 2:30 Panthers preview. For Dan Day on the other side of the glass, I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day's on the other side of the glass. And Dan Duva joining us now, the radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, talking about today's big matchup. 3 o'clock, we'll drop the puck at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. 2:30, we're on the air with Panthers Preview. Dan, good morning to you. How are you today? Thanks for stopping by.
Hi, Doug. I'm well. How are you?
Doing great. And I know this is a matchup, Dan. I think a lot of folks we were talking about it had circled on the calendar as soon as the schedule came out, the first matchup between these two teams since the Stanley Cup final. For everybody who's going to be out there today, anybody who's going to be following along with the game, mentioned earlier, these are two teams unaccustomed to losing 2 straight, and nobody wants to lose 3 straight. From the Vegas perspective, if they're going to bounce back, what's the key today?
I have to not give up as many goals as they have, and you know, we don't know for sure who's going to start, but we do know that it won't be Aiden Hill and it won't be Logan Thompson, the 2 regular goalies. And Logan Thompson has been playing most of the games of late in Hill's absence. So it was Yuri Patera who made his 4th career start the other day and gave up 5 goals. Isaiah Seville is theoretically the backup today. He has never played an NHL game. He's just 23 years old from Alaska. So they have, in the last 6 games, Doug, given up more goals than any other 6-game stretch in franchise history. Now, they're only 3-3 in those 6 games because they've been scoring plenty themselves. But for a team that has prided itself on very low goals against, they had been number 3 at one point. They've plummeted in the last few days. So that's going to be the most glaring part of today's game. Can the Knights get back to what has been very strong defensive hockey and also very strong penalty killing? They had gone 13 games giving up two power play goals. They've given up seven in the last three games. So that's obviously got to change.
Yeah, I saw that was a number that kind of jumped off the page at me when I was going through some of the game notes last night. But Dan, this is a Vegas team. You just look at what they did last year. I'd imagine it's probably come up a handful of times, but it seems like this is a team that psychologically isn't too worried about who's between the pipes, just based on what they've gone through at times in their brief history. They've dealt with some revolving doors in net, and they've usually come out on the right end of things.
Yeah, I said it to Bruce Cassidy the other day. I remember in 2017 when Paul Maurice was in Winnipeg and the Knights were about to play the Jets, and he talked about how Marc-Andre Fleury's absence going down in the fourth game in franchise history, and Vegas had to go on to Malcolm Subban and then Oscar Dansk and then Max Legacy and then Dylan Ferguson before Fleury came back 2 months later. And Paul thought that the Knights became a better team, more synergistic, because they had to figure things out because Fleury wasn't going to win them games on his own. That was the thinking. If the Knights were going to be any good in year one, it was going to be because of Fleury. Well, everybody figured it out, and they became a better team faster. And, of course, they were division leaders by December, and the rest is history. So that has come to mind again. As you point out, the absence on the blue line is notable in Shea Theodore, who is out for a while, and he has been out. That makes things difficult for that group of six, but Ben Hutton has been able in that role. In fact, he just signed a two-year contract extension yesterday. So the goaltending question marks are there. Last season, when the Knights had goaltending question marks, you had the luxury of Lauren Brossoit up from the American League. They traded for Jonathan Quick, and even Yuri Patera joined the party and got two wins and two starts. Last year, you had a stretch of four games. The Knights won four in a row with four different goalies. That had never happened before. Now think about it. There are four goalies' names on the Stanley Cup from last year. But it's, you know, Patera and Seville were not expected to be part of this. So it is a thinner goaltending group than it was for the Golden Knights last year.
Dan Duva here with us, radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, does a great job. And Dan, we've got you for about another minute or so here. But Jack Eichel's always going to be a player to watch anytime he's on the ice. But this season, his stats are off the chart in just about every area. What's he meant to this team so far this season?
Yeah, now a 12-game scoring streak, which is a franchise record. And coming into the season, Doug, he said he just wanted to be a more dominant offensive player. And that's true. He has been. But I think, while that might have been his goal, it's been more eye-catching to see his defensive game. He and Mark Stone are among the leaders in takeaways, but that only is a slice of the story. You watch Jack on the penalty kill, where he really hadn't been on the kill before. Talk about a 200-foot player to the likes that we were only starting to see last year. I think that if you hadn't watched Jack Eichel in a couple of years, and then you watched Jack Eichel this afternoon against the Panthers, you'll see somebody who is just as good, maybe even better, on the defensive side of the game than the offensive side of the game. Bruce Cassidy and Ivan Barbashev agreed with that sentiment, so we'll see how it goes today. But right now, the offense and the defensive side of Jack's game is about as good as we've ever seen.
Dan Duva here with us, chatting about today's matchup, Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights, coming your way. 3 o'clock Eastern puck drop, and of course, Dan will have the call over on the Vegas radio side of things. Dan, as always, we thank you very much for stopping by here on Panthers Insider. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, and we'll see you out at the arena in just a few hours.
Looking forward to it, Doug. Thanks very much, and best to you and all of your listeners.
Thank you very much. That's Dan Duva, the radio voice of the Vegas Golden Knights, does a great job. And I always tell you how easy it is to access all the radio broadcasts across the league on the NHL app. Just makes it so easy night to night. He's one of the great voices you'll hear on there if you just scan game to game. On a given evening, looking for some NHL hockey. That's going to take us to the end of Panthers Insider. Big thanks to Dan Duva for stopping by. Big thanks to Red Deer Randy Moeller for stopping by last segment. Panthers and the Golden Knights coming up today, 3 o'clock face-off, 2:30 Panthers preview. For Dan Day on the other side of the glass, I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.